wounds of the struggle clearly are still going to be slow to heal. That was the evidence as we saw COPE leader Musweli Kota all but accusing President Ramaphosa of being an apartheid, if not spy, certainly a colluder, saying that he was rewarded by the notorious Special Branch and sent home after he'd been arrested with Likota and others in the 70s. For their troubles, of course, Likota spent, nearly 8 years on Robben Island while Ramaphosa was free. He is now questioning why it is that the president, the now president, wasn't arrested at the time. It's not necessarily a new rumor or question, but Health Minister in defense of Ramaphosa, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, raised the point that Likota has had years to deal with this question, but in fact had resolved it long ago. So why raise it now? Predictably, of course, Likota's not answering his phone, but we've got Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi on the phone. A very good morning to you, and as always, thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
Is this cheap politicking of the worst kind, or is there at least a necessity in the call that's been made by the EFF, for example, to have a judicial commission of inquiry and deal with this matter once and for all?
I really don't think so at all, because Bongani, you see, the reason that I raised the issue, it's suddenly occurred to me that there are two different stories.
Yeah.
Made by the same man on the same topic, 36 years apart. Because as I said, and I thought one of the stories must not be true. I mean, cannot be true. You can't tell two different stories about the same incident and both of them become true. And that's why I raised the issue. Because as you said it, I remembered very vividly when I was the president of the SRC at the University of Natal Medical School, the black yeah. section of University of Natal, which was very white at that time. We were staying at Alan Taylor residence next to Wentworth, a colored township next to Wentworth, because group areas wouldn't allow us to stay in the main university. So in that residence,
yeah.
there were a lot of guerrillas, ANC activists who were out of the country and who were smuggled in. And we used to, you know, they used to fund Abu there. So it would have been very dangerous for us to live with any person who is accused as a sellout, because they will be wiped out. Now there were these stories about SASU. You know, after every trial, there will be stories about who did what, who sold out. There were these stories about SASU.
Yeah.
Now, we were waiting and staying in the same residence with Comrade Ben Langer, who was then doing law. He was our senior, and he was a member of SASU. He was in this Viva Frelimo trial, and there were these stories because he too was not sent to the island that he sold out and all that. So this still troubled us. So when people came out of Robben Island, we called them to come and confirm this. And as I said, the first person we called was Trini Mutli, who was then a member of ASAPO. And the one who was very much close to was Teralo Kota. We actually bought him a plane ticket to come to Natal because he was from jail. He had no money and he had no organization at that time.
Yeah.
So he came in during the day. He addressed the student body because it was June the 16th. And June the 16th, in our campus, we had fought to make it a holiday. It was long a holiday, even during those eras.
Just in the interest of time, let's because we're going to run out of time quickly. What did he tell you then, and what's different about what he's saying now?
So in the evening, we specifically called him in a room where there are not many people and said, please confirm to us these rumors about people having sold out. Clear them or confirm the rumors. Anybody in SASU, not only Comrade Ben Langer, anybody within SASU. And he said, no, there was no such a thing. The stories being spread is the system, as we used to call security police at that time, is the system trying to cause division among comrades. There was nothing like that. Nobody sold us out. So we remain comfortable with that statement. And I was just showing yesterday that this thing leads to death, as Comrade Ben Langer was killed a year later because of this type of rumors. And so I was just saying it's very dangerous. Then I was saying Because in 1991, Chera Lokota, as having been a public secretary of UDF, United Democratic Front, was mobilizing us to elect Cyril Ramaphosa as the secretary general. Why would he have done that if he knew this man was a sellout and he was bitter about him?
So again, I will ask you then the question, Dr. Motsoaledi. Again, I'll ask you the question. If there's a judicial commission of inquiry, because Lekota says there are sworn affidavits, there are sworn statements. If there's a commission of inquiry, will it not resolve this matter once and for all?
Sworn statements by who? Sworn statements, because if those statements were sworn during the apartheid era by the apartheid police, are we about to start believing apartheid police now after the hard work they've caused because they had sworn statement? What was the meaning of a sworn statement under apartheid by security police who were a law unto themselves where there was no constitution and there was nothing?
I mean, you've got to also ask the question that, you know, so many people who criticize, say, the EFF, for example, are called Stratcom. I mean, we in the media were called Stratcom journalists, and yet it is them now who are supporting what Lekota is saying, based on the word, it would appear at least, of people who signed statements during the apartheid era. You've got to laugh at the irony.
Yes, of course, it's very ironic, I'm sure you're. Yes, Bongani, you are definitely right. It's ironic because they never wanted to accept anything coming from so-called whites, apartheid spies, Stratcom and all that. Now, all of a sudden, if it's against President Ramaphosa, then it becomes the golden truth that must be followed. It is an irony, of course, but you can't be surprised during this era. This is a silly season of elections. Everybody latches onto something which they believe can save them.
All right, we'll leave it there. Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, the Minister of Health, speaking, of course, in his capacity as a veteran of the anti-apartheid struggle from the student days, saying back in those days, Monsieur Lekota had enough time. He had no reason to protect Cyril Ramaphosa way before he was president. Why is he bringing these matters up now? Would a commission of inquiry clear things up, do you think, as the EFF are suggesting, or is this cheap political trickery of the worst kind?